You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Amy Scott. We start today with a forecast from a closely watched survey in the business world. The National Association for Business Economics expects the U.S. economy to grow by 6.5% this year. That's up from its prediction of just under 5% a few months ago. And it would be the fastest growth since 1984 as the country recovered from another severe recession. With more people getting vaccinated and pandemic restrictions lifting, the hope is that consumers will return to old habits and then some. Shopping, taking vacations, going to movie theaters. We have some clues about that last part from the UK. Theaters there reopened a week ago, and the Cineworld chain of theaters had a strong weekend. Here in the States, the upcoming Memorial Day weekend will be a big box office test. Marketplace's Marielle Segura reports.
When movie theaters were open this past year, they didn't sell many tickets, and that created a downward spiral. Studios didn't want to release their big movies to empty theaters, so then the theaters had no new films to draw people in.
It's been a real chicken and egg situation for quite a while.
That's Sean Robbins, chief analyst with Box Office Pro. He says things are looking up now. More than half of Americans have gotten at least one dose of the COVID vaccine.
And studios are committing to releasing major films again, essentially on a weekly basis for the rest of the year.
Starting this Memorial Day weekend with Cruella, the Disney origin story, and A Quiet Place Part 2, the horror movie with Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. Sisters Movie House, an independent theater in Oregon that just reopened at 50% capacity, will be showing both films. Owner Drew Kaza isn't worried.
I'm pretty sure we'll be pushing those capacity constrictions, put it that way.
Right now, people are eager to do anything that feels like going back to normal. Jason E. Squire at the USC School of Cinematic Arts says that's especially true for movies.
There's this enormous pent-up emotional need to go to movie theaters, to enjoy movies, you know, in the exciting circumstance of the dark room with strangers around you. This is a time-honored entertainment experience.
Theaters will have competition. A lot of people have gotten used to streaming movies from home. Drew Kaza at Sisters Movie House says he thinks the crowds will keep coming, though.
Well, we're pretty optimistic about this year for the, you know, the main reason is we look at this as being the most solid year product-wise maybe in my lifetime. So if that doesn't draw people out, I don't know what will, but I think it will.
Some other movies out this summer, In the Heights, Black Widow, and Fast and Furious 9. I'm Marielle Segura for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, it will be 1 year since the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and there will be a lot of accounting in the coming days of what's changed since protests erupted all over the country demanding racial justice and equality for Black Americans. A lot of brand name corporations made big promises. JP Morgan Chase, Target, Apple, and many others pledged to invest in Black communities, devote shelf space to Black-owned business, and increase diversity in their workplaces. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes stock now of whether those promises were kept.
First came all the statements.
It was something that we hadn't seen before in this space. The majority of the S&P 500 did make some type of statement regarding George Floyd's murder.
Then, mostly radio silence. Olivia Knight is with As You Sow, a nonprofit monitoring company diversity, equity, and inclusion.
We felt that a lot of the corporate commitments weren't as detailed as we were hoping for.
Some companies used buzzwords without defining goals, and the companies that did set benchmarks, say committing shelf space to Black-owned businesses or increasing the number of Black managers, well, there's no official system that holds them accountable. It's why William Michael Cunningham, CEO of Creative Investment Research, wants to create an independent trust.
Make your pledges real by giving us a piece of paper that says that, yes, we've made this pledge and we empower this trustee to keep track.
For now, his research firm tracks corporate promises by monitoring press releases. Cunningham says American corporations have pledged $50 billion to racial equity and only spent $250 million. He worries a lot of companies, especially those with longer-term plans, won't follow through.
Oh, the corporations can say 5 years from now, business changed, you know? Our income went down, we're struggling, so we can't fulfill that promise.
At the moment, shareholders are stepping in. Geeta Rao, who teaches social impact investing at MIT, says they're increasingly pushing companies to report progress on diversity efforts, the same way they report sustainability practices.
there will be some kind of, at some point, standardization of disclosure, and in a way that is not too burdensome for companies either.
Rao says focusing on public corporations' commitments won't just make sure dollars and diversity numbers materialize. It'll set a standard for how all companies do business. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.